91X News.
The gymnasium at Loyalist College will be filling up with proud families in a few hours' time. Today is the second and final day of convocation. The School of Biosciences and Human Studies will receive their diplomas this morning, while the Schools of Continuing Education and Media Studies will pack into the gym this afternoon. Chair of the college's Board of Governors, Stuart Wright, says that while he attends many different functions throughout the community, convocation tops them all.
This one's special because this one is inside Loyalist. All of the other things involve outside agencies, but this one's all about the college, it's all about the students, it's all about the faculty. So it's number one.
Guest speakers today are Susan McIsaac of United Way and Ken Murphy, a Loyalist grad and president of High Fidelity HDTV, Inc. Police in Los Angeles are taking an interest in Luca Magnotta, the man suspected in the grisly killing of a student in Montreal. David Bent has the details.
LA police are investigating their own gruesome discovery. The head of a 66-year-old retired man was found in the Hollywood Hills in January, not far from the famous Hollywood sign. Hands and feet were found later in a hole nearby. A spokesman for LA police says detectives are not yet linking the murder to the case in Montreal, but they do want to know where Luca Magnotta was at the time. The 29-year-old porn actor is awaiting extradition to Canada after being arrested in Berlin. He faces charges in the brutal murder and dismemberment of Chinese student Jun Lin in Montreal last month. David Bent, The Canadian Press.
Saskatchewan Premier Brad Wall is taking federal NDP leader Tom Mulcair to task for what Wall says are wealth transfer policies dressed up as environmental policies. Wall says such policies would kill jobs, increase energy rates, and threaten growth in Saskatchewan. Mulcair says his problem isn't with the premiers. Wall gave his response to that at a dinner in Regina last night.
Then your problem is with this premier, and it is with this government, and it is with the province of Saskatchewan.
Mulcair has said his vision of environmentally sustainable development is one in which polluters pay the cost of cleaning up their messes. There are more calls from around the world to stop the violence in Syria. Reports are emerging of what would be the fourth mass killing of civilians there in the last 2 weeks. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon says hopes are fading for achieving an end to the violence with Kofi Annan's peace plan.
How many more times have we to condemn them? And how many ways must we say that we are outraged?
The violence in Syria has grown increasingly chaotic in recent months, and it's difficult to assign blame for a lot of the bloodshed. The government restricts journalists from moving freely, making it nearly impossible to independently verify accounts from either side. 91X Sports, the Toronto Blue Jays were unable to leave Chicago with a sweep as Orlando Hudson singled in the winning run in the ninth to give the White Sox a 4-3 victory. Toronto took a 3-1 lead with a 3-run second and Mike McCoy hitting a 2-run single, another scored on an error. Henderson Alvarez pitched 7 innings of 3-run ball for the Jays after posting a 6.08 ERA in his previous 4 outings. The LA Kings are back in their true comfort zone on the road. The Kings are 10-0 away from home in the playoffs, and they can wrap up their first Stanley Cup with a win tomorrow in New Jersey. Forward Andrei Kopitar says the Kings feel comfortable on the road and says it's unfortunate they couldn't close it up at home on Wednesday. LeBron James had 30 points by halftime and spent